Nah, I said, yeah, Ida. And hit her with them lies and she go out of here. Come here, Prince. He come on over, you see, and swing to the left. Yeah. You see, I could always pull her up on her by having a line. Well, that's all I hear. And then they know it. You see. The trouble it was with the devilish things, you can go up there and jump a log and haul them, go back there, and when you stop them devilish things, they slam off the log again. You gotta come again, go again, and down mind it. After I sidelined them both, and I said, whoa, back here, this stuff, bam. No trouble. Yeah. So I'll fix you.
What do you mean by sidelining them?
That's a short line, run from this ring in the hams to the bit. One line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what, that's what I did. I never seen nobody die before, but I did it.
If somebody's sick today and it started on Sunday, you say, well, Sunday he...
He's sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And if he'd been out in a heavy rain and didn't change his clothes and he's sneezing, you say he did what?
He got wet and he gave him a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it affected his voice, you say he's...
He's hoarse.
And he, if he goes like that...
He's well, he's clearing his throat. Yeah.
And if it's... harder, you say he's got a little...
A cough.
And I say somebody that can't hear anything at all is... Somebody that can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's what?
Come here and he's...
He can't hear at all.
Oh, I say he's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's deaf. If he can't hear at all, he's deaf. Yeah. Now that sister in law of mine, that pastor, she live over there, she's just about deaf. I'm hard of hearing, little myself. My father, he was awful hard of hearing. Now, he used to be one time that you could talk to him hard, and he'd hear you. And then I noticed one day a white fellow was talking to him, Jim, so-and-so's the kid, huh? And he keep on, I said, wait a minute. And I hollered in his ears, and he didn't hear anything. And I just thought to myself, I said, Papa, he said, so-and-so is the case. He said, yes. He heard good what I said. So I said, told him then, I said, now, don't holler in your ear. Talk just like I talk when he hear you. And he talked to him good as ever. Now when it clear up, oh, you have to talk hard then. So I told him all then from that, I said, if this weather changes and get cloudy, don't holler. So then I asked him, I said, Papa, how come you couldn't hear me? He said, he sounded just like you blow a horn. He said, boop, boop. We said, that's the way it go. All would go into one. He couldn't separate the word.
If you've been out working hard and it's hot and your shirt gets wet, you say, oh, look how I...
perspire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else
you other words, some sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you get the kind of sore that gets a bump and it discharges, what would you call that?
A sore?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I get a sore mom, I say I got a sore mom, that's all.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about the kind that comes to a head?
Huh?
The kind that comes to a head.
Oh, well, that's a boil.
And what do you call the stuff inside it?
Fester.
A fester?
Yeah. Some people would say humor.
Humor?
Yeah, because the yellow stuff would come out of it.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody gets cut or gets shot, then you say you had to go to the doctor and have him look at the...
At the shot? Well, I'd say you got a wound from a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't heal up well, gets a sort of a grainy stuff around the edge of it that you got to trim off? What
well,
would you call that stuff?
Oh, say if it doesn't heal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if it doesn't heal now, I wouldn't know what you would call that. Because you see that thing there? That was a boil. And the two places on my leg here, one over here, the white spot's about that big. And that thing would hurt. And I went to the doctor, and a colored doctor, and he said, no, Mr.